You're listening to SBS News. A familiar tune, a long way from home. And entering the Group C match against Brazil in Montpellier, Australia were a long way from where they needed to be. Coach Ante Milicic made two changes to the starting lineup from the loss to Italy. Emily Gilnick replaced Hayley Razo on the right-hand side in attack, whilst a hamstring injury to central defender Claire Polkinghorne forced her withdrawal. Steph Catley moved from left fullback into her spot, and Elise Kellant-Knight, normally a defensive midfielder, moved into Catley's left fullback spot, with Ellie Carpenter switching from left fullback to right fullback. However, change, forced or otherwise, seemed to do the Matildas' defence no good. Kellant-Knight pulled down a Brazilian opponent in the box, conceding a penalty. Brazilian legend Marta converting the penalty to put Brazil 1-0 up in the 27th minute, and giving herself a slice of history as the first woman to score in five different World Cups. 12 minutes later, things got even worse. Some elegant lead-up play by the Brazilians setting up striker Christiane to double the lead as she beat Catley to a cross and headed in a goal. Down two goals, things looked ominous for Australia. But this was a time to defy the omens, and the Matildas went to work on this quickly. Midfielder Chloe Legazzo heading on across into the penalty area from the left-hand side, setting up Caitlin Ford. Here's how SBS commentator David Bashir described it.
Another cross in, near post, flick back, and it's in! Caitlin Ford scores close to half-time, and the Matildas are back in the contest. Wonderfully crafted, they kept on coming with two waves of attack. And it's a brilliant goal by Caitlin Ford.
Milicic later describing Ford's first half injury time volley from close range at the back post as a key moment in the game. Brazil led 2-1 at half time. 13 minutes into the second half, that lead had disappeared. Legazzo playing what looked like a pass into the penalty area for Australian captain Sam Kerr. But Kerr didn't get to the ball. However, neither could the three Italians in the area, including the goalkeeper. The result, a goal to Legazzo and a 2-2 scoreline. And 8 minutes after that, things got seriously complicated and seriously good for the Australians. A long pass into the penalty area from Emily van Egmond, intended for Kerr, was headed by Brazilian defender Monica. But off balance, Monica's header was only glancing, and the ball ended up in the Australian net. The referee, though, initially disallowed the goal, ruling that Kerr was offside. This was where the video assistant referee was summoned into action. A video review of the situation concluded that the ball did not touch Kerr, and she was not interfering with the play, despite being offside. Thus, the decision was reversed, and a goal awarded to Australia. The Aussies were now leading 3-2, courtesy of an own goal. Nervously for the Aussies, the video assistant referee came into play again in second half injury time after a tangle in the Brazilian penalty area. But no penalty was awarded, much to the Brazilians' chagrin, and the Australians' comeback win was sealed. A dramatic 3-2 victory to breathe life back into the Matildas' World Cup campaign. The win and its circumstances instantly going down in Australian footballing lore. Kerr crudely telling those who criticised the team after their first up loss to Italy exactly what they could do.
Oh, I'm so proud of the girls. We knew we were in it at half time, and you know, there was a lot of critics talking about us, but we're back, so suck on that one. Oh mate, it's just outside noise. We don't listen to the haters, and look at that performance, come back from the deep, and oh guys, I love these girls, they're something else.
More considered, but no less happy, Coach Ante Milicic. He's put the win in considerable perspective, exacerbating his pride.
I'm fortunate, particularly when it comes to international football. The last 5 years, I've been on the road, I've been away from home, and I've been in some fantastic stadiums with some great players with big atmospheres. And tonight, I must say, it's one of the finest Australian performances that I've seen, and I'm really, really proud for the girls, because it hasn't been easy for them, and you know, they deserve every all the rewards that they were given tonight.
Legazo was awarded the Player of the Match award for scoring one goal and setting up another. But hers is not only a story of success in these 90 minutes on the pitch. She didn't make the Australian squad for the last World Cup, and recent injury endangered her place for this one, despite her scoring in Sydney FC's W League Grand Final victory earlier this year. In a moment of pride, Legazo says she feels humility.
It was a really hard time for me. I fractured my leg and I really didn't know if I was going to be sitting here with a coach changeover and everything that was happening. And it's really humbling for me to be sitting here right now. But yeah, it's a really proud moment for me. I've worked really hard to get here.
The memorable victory puts Australia in a good position to qualify for the knockout stage of the tournament, heading into their final game of the group stage next Wednesday morning against Jamaica, a match they will be widely expected to win. Elise Kelland-Knight says, whilst the team can't get too enamoured with this win, as big as it is, it does help them in their quest to get further victories at the tournament.
I mean, to have a win now, I mean, we'd gone a couple of games without results, so to have that bit of confidence now, it does ease the pressure a little bit, but in saying that, we've got a massive job to do next as well. We want to go in there and get another win.
The Matildas will look to book a spot in the knockout stage with victory over Jamaica, and such a result would very likely do just that. One side has officially sealed a spot in the final 16 at this World Cup. That side is Germany, who have two wins from two games. Their spot officially sealed by the other match on day 7, a 1-0 victory for China over South Africa in Group B. The other game in the second tranche of Group C matches is tomorrow, when the Matildas' last opponents, Italy, play their next opponents, Jamaica. The Italians go in short-priced favourites to win, and an Italian victory would be the preferable result for the Matildas. But Italian coach Milena Bertolini admits to not knowing a lot about the women from the Caribbean.
Ma la Jamaica è una squadra che noi conosciamo poco.
We don't know too much about Jamaica. Therefore, I'm struggling to actually come up with the changes they might make, if in terms of personnel or with regards to the formation itself. Clearly, we will weigh up all of those different factors, but we always start with ourselves, our game plan, and that really is the foundation of everything we do. And then based on the opposition that we come up against, we assess things, we might tweak a few things during the match itself as well, because we expect a Jamaica side that we've seen in their most recent matches.
A Jamaica che abbiamo sempre visto nelle ultime partite, ecco.
There are two other matches on day 8 of the World Cup. England plays Argentina in Group D, and England are expected to win easily. Whilst also in Group D, Japan, who surprisingly could only get a draw against Argentina in their first match of this tournament, will start favourites in their match against Scotland. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.